The Kansas City Chiefs will host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight on Monday Night Football. The Chiefs are 7-0 on the season. Tampa Bay comes into tonight at 4-4. Kickoff is at 7:15, pregame at 6 o'clock on K-Country 95. This week's edition of Defending the Kingdom is now available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. On Sunday in the NFL, Carolina beat New Orleans 23-22. Washington with another win as they beat the New York Giants 27-22. Buffalo beat Miami 30-27. LA Chargers defeated Cleveland 27-10. Tennessee beat New England 20-17. Atlanta beat the struggling Cowboys 27-21. Cincinnati a winner over the LA Raiders 41-24. Baltimore beat Denver 41-10. Arizona over Chicago 29-9. Philadelphia beat Jacksonville 28-23. LA Rams beat Seattle 26-20. Detroit defeated Green Bay 24-14. And Minnesota beat Indianapolis 21-13. College football this weekend, Jacob Clark threw two touchdown passes. Jaden Bex ran 101 yards and two scores as the Missouri State Bears rolled to a 38-17 win over Southern Illinois. It was the seventh straight win for Missouri State, who are now 7-2, 5-0 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and they remain a half game back of conference leader North Dakota State, which is 6-0. Jason Dart set Ole Miss records for yards passing and touchdowns thrown in a single game, leapfrogging Matt Corral and Eli Manning in the 19th-ranked Rebels' dominating win over Arkansas on Saturday, 63-31. College basketball, the 16th-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks lost to TCU Friday in an exhibition game, 66-65. Adu Thiero led the Razorbacks with 20 points. Hogs open the season on Wednesday at home with Lipscomb. Tonight, the Missouri Tigers will open the season. They go to Memphis to take on the Tigers. Arkansas State is at home tonight with Akron in their season opener. And the Missouri State Bears open the season at Butler tonight. Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies open the season over the weekend. They lost on Friday to Des Moines Community College, 86-78. Then lost Saturday to Southwestern Community College, 81-56. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzly volleyball team beat Mineral Area Community College Saturday in the Region 16 Championship 3-2. The Grizzlies will now play Friday in the NJCAA Midwest District Tournament. Major League Baseball news, the Kansas City Royals ink a three-year deal with right-handed pitcher Michael Wacha. The deal also included a club option for 2028. The announcement came a day after rumors that the Cleveland Guardians plan to sign the former All-Star. Wacha, who is 33, made 29 starts for the Royals during the 2024 season. Jonas Adu is one of 20 players on the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Center of the Year preseason watch list. That was announced by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. The annual Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, named after the class of 1995 Hall of Famer and three-time NCAA champion, celebrates its 11th year by honoring the top centers in Division I men's basketball. Adu is a center for the Arkansas Razorbacks. He's been injured and has not played so far. Four-star forward Isaiah Seely has committed to the Arkansas Razorback basketball team, rejecting the Kentucky Wildcats and the Gonzaga Bulldogs offer. High school basketball, the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears both got wins on Friday. Lady Bears beat Viola 44-32. Molly Corbett led the Bears with 29 points. Bears beat Viola 60-25. In the boys' contest, Aiden Matheny led the way with 12 points. Today in high school basketball, Calico Rock boys and girls are at Norfolk. Maynard boys and girls will host Rural Special, and the Sloan Hendricks girls will host Buffalo Island Central. Looking at high school football from Friday night, their Bobcats get a win in district play, beating Clever 37-7. Willow Springs lost to Fair Grove 59-12. Liberty beat Catholic in a tough one 12-8. Houston defeated Ava 40-32. It was Mountain Grove over Salem, Missouri 42-8. Miller beat Kabul 61-0. The Highland Rebels defeated Westside 46-6. Salem, Arkansas a winner over Mayflower 28-27. Mountain Home beat Van Buren 42-7. Izzard County lost to Earl 60-0. Pocahontas beat Blytheville 26-14. Melbourne beat Episcopal Collegiate 42-14. Cave City lost to Gosnell 38-19. Batesville beat Greene County Tech 31-14. Walnut Ridge defeated Harrisburg 47-21. And Hoxie lost to Newport 52-14. In cross country, West Plains boys and girls cross country teams both win the Class 4 District 2 championship as the boys scored 22 points easily, defeating other teams. Pacific was second at 115. The girls won 46 points was their score. Bolivar was second with 76. In the boys race, Kyler Gunner finished second overall, Carson King third, Hunter Stanley fourth, Joseph Robertson fifth, Hunter Shine eighth, and Blake Romans ninth. For the girls, Addison Sanders was third, Siri King was sixth, and Emily Ritter was seventh. The preliminary data from the Missouri Department of Conservation shows that hunters checked 1,857 turkeys during the firearms portion of the fall turkey season, October 1st through the 31st. Top harvest counties were Gasconade with 51, Osage 48, and Cedar 46. Locally, Carter County checked 2 birds, Douglas County 19, Howe County 16, Oregon County 7, Ozark County 9, Ripley County 2, Shannon County 10, Texas County 28, and Wright County 16. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.